Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. I turned to Mary last week, and I said, "Toto, we're not in Chicago anymore." She said, "No, we're not, hun. What are you referring to?" This is a story about city government in a small city as opposed to city government in a huge city. By way of preamble, I will share another story with you. We owned a lovely condo back in Chicago, a pre-World War I beauty with cove moldings and intricate plasterwork that just is not done anymore. At one point in our tenure, we got a note from the city, a note that said our real estate tax bill had been sold to a broker and that we had 30 days to rectify the situation by buying it back or face foreclosure. I was mystified. I thought I had paid the taxes. Well, silly me, I had inadvertently paid the tax bill for the condo on the third floor. The mail had been switched while our tax bill sat in someone else's recycling. The city of Chicago will sell your delinquent taxes without notifications to a third party, who then shops it around looking for a go-getter who wants to cash in on the subsequent foreclosure. Did I know this? No. Did the city tell me this? No. When I finally got to the bottom of the bureaucracy, I was told that I could pay off the taxes, with an additional $400 in interest, if I got down to City Hall by noon in person. This practice has been a solid source of income for the city of Chicago for a long, long time. We were the umpteenth in a long line of suckers. Okay, so here we are all these years later in the somewhat smaller town of Viroqua. It turns out that our fair city had a bundle of federal money left over from the recent painful street widenings here. In Chicago, that money would have gone into the general fund, which meant that the city could dole it out however it chose, often to city workers who happened to have other full-time jobs, which had nothing to do with municipal interests. Taverns on the south side were a favorite. Precinct captain was a common title for their city job. In Viroqua, the money was made available to folks who had galvanized water lines from the old days, from the water main under the street into their homes. Viroqua would reimburse the cost of replacing those pipes up to $3,000 for anyone who applied. If the job cost more than the $3,000, the city would most likely pay for that too. This is not Chicago. In Chicago and New York and L.A. and so many other places, surplus federal money magically becomes the city's money, not the citizens' money. The plumbing contractor came to our place on the appointed day and did the work. We received an invoice the morning after. The day after that, the city of Viroqua called me and told me what I needed to do to have the bill covered by them, paid in full. I marched over to the contractor, gave them the reimbursement form, and they faxed it to the city. Done and done in less than 2 days. When the city of Viroqua called, it showed up on my phone as City Hall. Let me tell you that where I grew up, the words City Hall could not possibly have appeared on my phone unless you're connected. Connected is a critical word in big cities. Connected means influence. Connected means results. Connected means money. We bought this lovely place 6 months ago. In my previous life, 6 months was not enough time to get your mailing address changed. It was not enough time to show up in the voting register. It was not enough time to matter at all. Now, I'm not talking about belonging here. That still takes two or three generations. I'm talking about basic government services. The notion that if you are a homeowner here, you get what's available to you. The young woman who handled our case, well, she's my new best friend. She has held my hand, guided me through this, closed the deal every step of the way. By our second call, she was using my first name. By the third call, she was telling me that everything would be okay, and she was right. Toto, we're not in Chicago anymore.